Citizen Petition Series is generously sponsored by the Saka family in memory of Joseph Saka. Our learning is for Refuah Shlema, Esther Tila Bas Ariel Tzipora, Carmel Shai Ben Reza. Those who are listening who are not BRS members, our annual BRS Global campaign has begun. If you benefit, listen, read, watch, and enjoy BRS, please contribute brsonline.org/global. We've begun Emes V'Yatziv, the explanation of the bracha that follows the three paragraphs of Shema. We mentioned last night that Rav Schwab tells the story, the group of Jews who were being targeted for their death by the Nazis, when Adam Gadol among them said not to recite Shema, but Emes V'Yatziv V'Nochan V'Kayem, a great declaration, affirmation of faith in Hashem, that all that He does for us is truth. Emes V'Yatziv L'Hagid B'Boker Chazdecha, we're not Yotzei the Chova, whatever that obligation is of Shema or something broader, if we don't couch it in the context of Emes V'Yatziv, Kodesh Baruch Hu is true, He's certain, He is reliable, He is dependable, and so on. The Menorah Samora points out that the word Emes appears in this paragraph 6 times. And he writes, the 6 times correspond with the 6 days of creation. We're grateful to Hashem, who be'emes created the world in 6 days. So Emes, 6 times, is the signature of Hashem. It is the stamp of Hashem. It is the way that Hashem interacts with us in this world, is through Emes. Nothing is distorted or manipulated. Nothing is compromised or corrupt. Everything from Hashem, by definition, is truth. And it is as true as the 6 days of creation. He created the world in 6 days. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samach Aleph in Siv Gimel writes, we talked about Shema, trying to get from 245 to 248. And the Shulchan Aruch writes that if you are davening on your own, you don't have the benefit of hearing the chazan repeat the last 3 words. One suggestion was Kel Melach Ne'aman at the beginning. We spoke about that a few days ago. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yechavim betezva vavin shebe emes v'yatziv. Have kavana for the 15 vavs that appear in emes. Emes doesn't have a vav. But right after we say the word emes, we have v'yatziv, v'nochan, v'kayim, v'yashar, v'ne'man, v'av, v'chav, v'nechmad, and so on. 15 times the letter Vav is used. So the Shulchan Aruch says, She'olin Tzadi, 15 times, 6 is 90. V'hem kenege gimel shema savaya, sheko shema ola chavo, v'dalet osyo v'hem lamet. And the Ramah adds, Yesh otam acher bedavar. Tesva Vavin, that if the 15 times the letter Vav is used, it 15 times 6 is 90. And reading it counts for another one, which is Tzadi Aleph, Kemenyan Hashem b'kriyaso b'ksuvaso, Kilu Amar Hashem, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Emes. When you get to 91, 91 is as if you said Hashem, Yud Ke Vav Ke plus Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, collectively together is Emes. Both of these expressions, or name of Hashem, are true, and that's how you can round out and get to the number. There is a connection to this week's Parsha. I mentioned last night, I love when the Siddur snippets and the Parsha come together, Parshas Pekudei. The Das Zakenim of Bali Atosis writes, the very beginning of our Parsha, Eila Pekudei, an accounting was done of the Mishkan. And it's reassuring to people in Jewish communal leadership positions today to know that even the great Moshe Rabbeinu was suspected, even he was doubted. Moshe Rabbeinu, who liberated, took them out of Mitzrayim. You'd think he was beyond reproach, who he was, his character, categorically different than any other human being. Went on a mountain for 40 days and brought down the Torah. They loved him so much they panicked when he didn't come back in time. But none of that stopped them from doubting him when they did the math and they added up the budget and they said something doesn't add up, something doesn't work out. Moshe Rabbeinu himself panicked, not because he thought, Chalila, that he had misappropriated any funds, but until he could respond and provide the accounting, he knew that there would be a suspicion that was clouding over him. So the Baal Das Zakenim writes, Shaya Edus L'Moshe Ki B'Shosha Chashdu Shigonim Shkolim Mimalachas HaMishkan. That's the Eila Pekudei. Here was the accounting. Here's the P&L. Here's the spreadsheet. Here's the cash flow. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when they accused him that he stole Shkolim from the Mishkan, Amar Lehem Moshe Rotzani Shaya Mishkan Edus V'Chazru Manu Matzah Shushmu B'Vavin La'amudim. He said, go back, count again. And they found where the missing money was. The missing money were the Vavim La'amudim. There were 15 silver connectors that held the amudim, that structurally held the Mishkan together. Meva hamalacha isadayam, from last week's parsha, hamalacha isadayam, kach rashe tevos vialu tesvav vamim, klomar tesvav yoser, umiyad nosan nasan moshe tesvav shvachos lakodesh baruchu. So Das Zakenim Baal HaTosfos tells the story. this week's parsha, that when they suspected, when they accused him, and Moshe said, add it up again, he discovered he had inadvertently forgot about these 15 vavim. The letter vav, the vav achibur, is a connector. Just like the letter in the alphabet, vav achibur in grammar, vav is a connector. A vav is a hook. It's the hook that holds together. It seems negligible, unimportant, and therefore it was dismissed. It wasn't accounted for. But when they reviewed, when they redid it, they realized they had forgotten it. So when he recalled this, because of the 15 corresponding with the 15 hooks they had forgotten to include in the count, they dismissed them as unimportant. But the connectors are the most important. What seems the smallest and the most insignificant and the least consequential, it matters the most, the 15 connectors. So how did Moshe respond? Well, the 15 connectors he had forgotten, that wasn't accounted for, that was so important to include. How did he respond? What did he do? He gave 15 acknowledgments of Shevach to Hashem for helping him remember. And we learned that from this pasuk in last week's Parsha Vayakel. There are 90 letters in that pasuk, V'malach Ha'isadayam, connoting the 15 times Vav, or 6 for the extra Vavim, of the Amudim. And the merit of Moshe's 15 extra praises, Chazal instituted 15 words of praise in Yishtabach, 15 words of blessing in Baruch Sha'amar, and 15 words in Emes V'Yatziv that begin with the letter Vav, corresponding in honor of the Vavim, the 15 Vavim that weren't included, to express our praise, our acknowledgement, our gratitude that Moshe remembered, and that the accounting was budget neutral. It all worked out. It all added up. The audit was complete. What a relief. So we acknowledge that praise every morning. V'yatzev, v'nachan, v'kayim, v'yashar. Each of the 15 Vavs that we follow, MS, everything is MS. The 15 Vavs correspond with the Vavs. And we also remind ourselves of the importance of the Vavim, the importance of the connectors. Don't dismiss, don't discount, don't think it's negligible. But the connectors, they hold everything together. The people and the things and the rituals, they seem so small and unimportant. They hold everything together. We repeat these 15 words with the letter Vav to remember the 15 connectors. You don't seem so excited, but I love it when the Parsha and Siddur snippets come together.